Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Had been pretty much peaceful, but the demonstration's community organizers followed police instructions to disperse, leaving behind younger and more aggressive protesters who tried to cross that bridge, aiming to commit vandalism on the other side.
So officers had to stop that, and then you've seen the standoff that happened for over an hour. As the scene got a little bit more intense, officers had to deploy tear gas for the safety of everybody out there, so that everyone could leave the premise, and we can go on about our business.
Fort Worth Police Officer Tracy Carter goes on to say they understand everyone has the constitutional right to protest and to peaceably assemble, but when the demonstrations turned less than peaceful and items were being thrown, commanders took stronger measures to preserve life and property. Kurt Lewis, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.